Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And for those of you who have been with me this week, we're continuing on in a message I've entitled Seeking Divine Pleasure. And there were 12 things, not comprehensive or inclusive, that I was sharing. And just by way of tiny review, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we spoke about one of the greatest things that gives God pleasure, makes Him happy, and one of the hardest things for us to do is to submit our will to His. I shared the Philippians 2:13, 2 Thessalonians 1:11 and 12, and there's another passage I'd like to share with you. That is Hebrews 10:8-9. Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst thou pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then he said, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, that is God. And so we see in Jesus our wonderful example. He was without sin. He delighted to do God's will. At every point, He did only those things that pleased the Father. Jesus loved people, but greater than His love for people, as immense that is, as it is, He was always concerned, first and foremost, in doing the Father's will. He healed multitudes. He spoke the Word of God. He didn't heal everyone. He was being directed by the Holy Spirit that the Father sent to guide Him. Remember when He didn't begin His public ministry until He was baptized by John in the Jordan, and the Holy Spirit, in visible form as a dove, descended upon Him. A voice from heaven spoke and said, This is my Son, in whom I am pleased. And so God wants us to follow the example of Jesus. And the wonderful part, one of my favorite scriptures, is that He helps us do it. He makes us want to do it, and then He helps us to do it. What's the scripture there? Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you, brother and sister, yep, working in you to will, to want to do it. And then when your flesh is weak, but your spirit's willing, He enables you to do of His good pleasure. You're responding to the influence of the Holy Spirit. All right, moving on. There's three more specific things, scriptures I found, that bring joy to the heart of our Heavenly Father. And this is found in Luke 12:32. It's giving us the kingdom. Is that, well, we're His children, aren't we? So that's what children do. They inherit what their father possesses. And the testator of that will was Jesus. He died, and now, in fact, He said, Fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, recorded in Luke, the 12th chapter, 32. So He loves, Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. But of course, that next verse says, But the Spirit of God reveals to us. He gives us foretastes. He gives us foreshadowings of the glorious time when we will behold Him face to face. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then we shall see Him face to face and shall be known even as He shall be known to us, even as we are known, praise God. And then number 11, and this, you see, He's concerned about the whole man. That's why Brother Glass, back in 1965, when he began this ministry, the slogan God gave him was the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. And that's body, soul, and spirit. He desires our prosperity. Beloved, John said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Again, there's the priority. If we start seeking things that would please the emotions, please our flesh, the carnal nature, we'll be blessed as we seek to do his will, as our soul will prosper as we seek to do that. Okay, let me give the scripture for his desiring our prosperity. Psalm 35 and 27. Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Praise God. And then the final point I'd like to share with you, I know this has been a teaching several days, but if you love the Word of God, you'd be delighted to find all these rich nuggets that are just waiting there to be discovered by us. And the final point I'd like to share with you, and I'm sure you can find more if you do your own study, is he delights in blessing, of course that ties in with our prosperity, and in the maturity and growth of his people. In Psalm 51 and 18, the word says, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. And you know what? There's always a divine pattern. Nothing's by chance in the Word of God. The walls represent let me just make reference to Israel. That's what's coming to mind right now. When they were returning from Babylonian captivity, God moved on a man called Nehemiah, and he received favor from the heathen king, and he was sent to Jerusalem. And what was his purpose? To take away the reproach of Jerusalem from the pagans, the heathen round about, and his job was to build the wall, which he did, an amazing feat, miraculous feat, in 52 days. And so the Lord wants to build us up. He does a work where we can be protected. We are undergirded and surrounded by the Holy Spirit. And then he wants his temple to be built. And let me give as a scripture reference a very powerful scripture. It's Old Testament. He was speaking specifically to the people of God, Israel, at the time, because they left off building the house of God because there was opposition. And boy, it's easy to give up when you've got opposition. Have you found that to be true? Haggai 1:8. Haggai says there, go up to the mountain, he's speaking to God's people, and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified. And so I believe this is a sort of an Old Testament stating of the Great Commission. He tells us to, in their case, they were to go up to the mountain, bring physical wood, which was necessary for the actual building. However, he tells us in the Great Commission, go and make disciples of all men. Hallelujah. He preached the gospel, bring the good news, and make disciples of all men. So I saw a correlation that we're not getting wood anymore, but we're getting stones, lively stones to build the temple of the Lord. This is the divine pattern. Yes, and when we get those stones and the Lord puts them in place in his living tabernacle, that tabernacle not made with hands, the house is being built. And what does it say in Haggai? Go up to the mountain, bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. He will do good, again, Psalm 51 and 18, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion and build the walls of Jerusalem. He wants us to fulfill the Great Commission. And this comes when we begin to mature in God. Remember, this last point is the blessing and maturity of his people. And the problem with Israel back then, they had opposition. They just sat in their sealed houses, you know. And the Lord said, and my house lies waste. Foundation had been laid, but opposition came. And then they were encouraged by the word of the prophet. And so they responded in a positive way. So we can learn from the Word of God that if we want to make our Lord happy, there are very specific things we can do. If any time you want to review this and you didn't get the notes, then just go to the website and click on the broadcast today's date and this week, actually. And now let's move on into another aspect, which is very important to the heart of God. We've been talking about God's pleasures. What about our pleasures? pleasures. Because remember I said it's inherent, but he's put that in us. It's instinctive, even in fallen man. They seek pleasure, they want to avoid pain. It's one of the survival instincts. Animals are that way. They don't like pain. They want comfortable places. They want to be warm. They want to have water. They want to have food. Throughout the animal kingdom, and especially if you have pets, yes, I know you've probably spoiled them desperately, but they know exactly what they want, do they not? I have a cat that follows me around from room to room, just waiting for me to sit down, because that's her place of privilege, is my lap. And I'm telling you, I sometimes have to run from her. It's like, no, go to your bed. So our pleasures, they need clarification and definition. We've seen that our pleasure consists in a great respect in doing what gives pleasure to God. And as we look at, again, another scripture reference, Psalm 103:21, this is referring, of course, to the angelic host, but that's true to us. We are ministers of his. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Amen. He's made his angel spirits and his ministers a flaming fire. Praise God. So we also can take pleasure in the building of Zion. Psalm 102 and 14 says, "For thy servants," that's us guys, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, "thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof," the building of Zion, the building of that tabernacle that is being devoted and dedicated to our God, that he'll fill with his presence. And we take pleasure in the works of God. There's a reference there, Psalm 111 and 2, but we will continue, and with the Lord's help, conclude this on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I did in preparing it and sharing it with you this week. It's a wonderful thing to think that we, his created beings, can actually give pleasure to the heart of God. Hallelujah. And then it works when we do that. He just blesses us, so we won't have room enough to contain it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I love you. I pray for you every day. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. There may be some priorities that you have before the Lord. You know you're going to need God's help. Well, we need to pray for one another. That's one of the mandates of Scripture. The announcer will give our contact information. Do write, email, or snail mail by the mail. I will respond and confirm receipt. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.